Have yourself a merry little... Oh, fuck it. Fuck off. Has this time of year hacked you off? Do you feel like you lost your Christmas spirit some time ago? The only Christmas spirit is a bottle of the hard stuff. Here are some thoughts of mine based on the song. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. You don't mind me sharing these things, because, well, this time of year has a way of focusing people. It has a way of bringing out the bitchiness in people and the venom in the stupid people. And it tests the patience of a saint, let alone ordinary people like us. And I thought, I'm not the only one that feels like this sometimes. But this is a way of settling my mind, I suppose. And I jotted a couple of things down. So, the first line: have yourself a merry little Christmas. The last time I got really merry was with some awful cheap wine I had with the takeaway, and I don't actually drink much, so my stomach told me off and was swiftly followed by my head punishing me for a day. And I'm no wiser and I'm no stupider, is that a word, than the next person, but I thought you'd like to know that it happens to the best of us and the worst of us. And if there's anything we have in common, like that in my ramblings, that you'll find comfort. You can laugh at me, hopefully with me. I just think it's a comfort to know you're not the only one. And a little Christmas is what we should all aim for. I mean, small, intimate Christmas. A quiet little one. Even if you're by yourself. And, you know, that is correct. The rest is really just commercial stuff. And it's something someone's trying to flog us, you know, or sell us. You know, you must have this, you must buy that, you must eat this food, you must have, you know, drink this drink. And then you'll have the most wonderful Christmas in the world. But, of course, it's not the food, it's not the fanciest decoration, you know, it's not the swankiest, designer look. It's being with the right people. Sometimes the right people is just yourself on your own. But you're not really truly on your own, because there are so many people in the same boat. Yeah, I think even the really massive fans of Christmas who decorate, you know, everything, even, you know, the toilet seat. Yeah, some people decorate the toilet seat, yeah. They know, or they'll agree, that Christmas is used to generate millions. There are probably quite heartless companies who have stony, cold, unmoved bastards who have no compassion or mercy. And I think that drains us, drains our resources. It makes us feel like we must be in debt. And there's no need if you have a little Christmas. It's still just as wonderful. It's still just as peaceful. You can still contemplate things. But you don't need to go large sometimes. I know a lot of people don't even want to enjoy the season. And, you know, you're allowed. I mean, it's like you've got to be defensive sometimes if you don't enjoy it. And if you feel sad at this time of year, you are allowed to. I mean, I'm not personally giving you permission, I'm just saying. It's okay, because to be human is to feel things, is to be sad, sometimes to be happy, other times. And, you know, if someone's not feeling that good, they don't have to be cheerful, they don't have to pretend. And I know a lot of us do that, pretend. Somebody points something out and you go, oh, that's so cute. And sometimes if you're just a bit of a miserable git like me, you're actually thinking to yourself, oh my God, it isn't the same as a thousand other things. I mean, it's not being depressed either. Just if you feel sad, don't worry that you are depressed. I think there's so much out there that's designed in such a way that it can make you feel envious or jealous that you should have it too, or that you're somehow entitled. But think about it at just that further step and you realise that it's not really something you need. There's no need. So, I don't know, some people do kind of get filled up with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit or something. You know, they just seem to, you know, get really carried away with this so-called Christmas spirit. And you don't have to. And you don't have to fear that you haven't either. It's normal. It's the expectation that we are all supposed to be a certain way, jolly or jokey or warm and generous. And I can't some days, so I fake it. But actually, you know, for me, realising that I feel sad sometimes helps me. It was to realise that I'm tired and I probably need to get an early night. And it helps me realise when I am happy, you know, that that is so much better than how I felt before. We need emotions. If we don't have certain emotions, then we can't understand ourselves. And we can't shut them out. I mean, you can try to gobble a great big pint of chocolate ice cream with a drop of Bailey's poured onto it, and some of our troubles will be miles away. Okay, more than a drop of Bailey's. Yeah, I mean, if you haven't tried it. Actually, I'm lactose intolerant, so if I do, I'd pay for it later. But sometimes it's worth it. Oh dear. I mean, the next line is, if the fates allow, I think. And, you know, that's it. You know, you don't know what's around the corner. You don't know what's going to happen next. It doesn't mean everything's gloom and doom. There's probably something good coming along soon. It doesn't have to coincide with Christmas. You don't have to have all the best things happen to you at that time of year. So, but, you know, don't write them off. They might come. And all of that, you know, does pass. I can feel pretty silly talking to you now about these things, but, and giggle a bit. And that's all right, because I'm allowed to be sad 1 minute and giggly the next. I'm not bipolar or anything. Well, I don't think I am anyway. Maybe I am. No, not. Maybe I am. No, but, you know, there is more to it than that. Faithful friends who are dear to us can be near to us once more. I think we start to look around at this time of year about the presents we're going to buy people, or should we buy for them, or shouldn't we? It does make you realise a bit more, or focus a bit more about who is not really a faithful friend. And, you know, who is just really getting on our wick, you know, annoying you. I mean, I was singing the song and thinking about the words in that part, started me thinking about this whole ramble, really, you know, that because friends drift in and out of our lives. I think real friends just pick up again from wherever you left off. You know, and even if you look them up after months and months, sometimes it's, you know, it's worth just sending them a Merry Christmas, haven't seen you much this year, but just, you know, thinking of you. And, you know, even if they don't want to reply, it will piss them off because you've got the moral high ground now. And you, and you were kind first. Yeah. I'm a great believer in, if people have been rude, or, you know, condescending, that I try and kill it with kindness by just being very polite back, so that they can't see if I've risen or been affected. I don't like to let people see they've annoyed me. It's somehow, it's like they're winning, so I kill it with kindness. And, probably grumble a bit after they've gone, you know. I think, going back to this stony, cold and moved bastards who don't seem to have any compassion at this time of year, it's much more noticeable when people are heartless at this time of year. You know, I heard recently of a set of houses in my country that have been repossessed by the new owners, and everyone that was in that housing block have been evicted. And the reason is because they've bought it in order to fulfil a contract to house the homeless. You know, I mean, it's just beyond belief that they've made families homeless in order to fill a contract for some different homeless people to have a home. Where's the logic in that? Where is the logic? I mean, that hasn't made the world any better at all, has it? All it's done is swap them round. Some people are better off. Some people are worse off. And overall, there's been no progress. I mean, there's that unforgiving, relentless boot up the arse from duties at work, you know, the expectations, and their own self-made pressures. It just drains us, that sort of thing. It drains our batteries. And our batteries need recharging. And somebody will say to you, "Ah, but if you look at around and see children's faces and the delight at Christmas time." And I've looked round today and seen some children screaming, being told off by harangued parents whose hair was sticking on end, loaded down probably with debt. Yes, they. Happy little monster faces. Wait, I'm supposed to be cheering you up. Just realised, I think I started off trying to make a ramble to cheer people up. And actually, I mean, there are so many people who do cheer you up without you noticing. It may not make you break out into a hearty laugh or chuckle or anything, or even actually make you smile as such, but there are a lot of people who make your life easier every day, clean up after you, unseen. The people who turn up every day, perhaps people who you've taken for granted. Maybe you feel taken for granted. So, something that makes me feel a bit better is to acknowledge them. Smile. I mean, you know, somebody, you know, sticks two fingers up because you smiled at them. You know, I can say, yes, that's right. I'll give you two smiles if you like. I don't know, you've got to laugh when somebody is really pissed off. Sometimes it can be quite funny at how annoyed people can get. It is hard if they're directing it right at you, but when you look around and see it in motion, I don't know why it's funny. And I don't want to make their burden any heavier, but it's all a bit of perspective when you're charging and recharging your batteries. What's the next line? Oh, your love, as in olden days, happy golden days. I'm sure you've glimpsed love in the past. People who you lost, people who you miss. That's the same for me, me too. And we all hoped when we were really young for something romantic. I think, you know, we wanted somebody who just knocks you off your feet. that sweep you off your feet kind of love. And I think that's what that line is referring to, those happy golden days when you didn't have the things that worry you now. And life seemed to glow sometimes. But I don't think love can be measured in like a great big grand gesture, you know, like they have in a film, slow motion. And things like that. I think it's the golden glow. It's actually a very, very tiny thing. Or maybe many, many tiny things. You know, like a glowing spark, a tiny glint, a speck. Like a speck of glitter, say. Yeah. And the thing is, there are many specks of love and light in our lives. But actually, you only see them if you stand still long enough. If you see them shine directly between all the confusion of normal stresses and strains of a daily life. It's just a pin prick of light from a small smile that pierces even the most hardened heart. And I don't know whether my heart's that hardened in a lot of ways, but I think there are good things all the time going on. And something that actually made me feel better was being in floods of tears yesterday. You're going to think I'm so stupid, you know, but never mind. Did you hear about the little boy who was terminally ill and wanted to see Santa? Yep, they put it on the news. I think it probably made it around the world, there's a professional Santa brought in. He is the real Santa, of course, and he just sidelines. But it was a little boy who realised he wasn't going to make it to Christmas. I don't know how, whether he realised or whether he was told, you know, outright by his doctor or family, but he had this wish to see Santa, and I get choked up just thinking about it. But this Santa went to the hospital, took him in his arms to sit him on his knee, and he was very, very weak. He needed help opening this little present that they took. And he told the little boy, when you get to the pearly gates, excuse me, when you get to the pearly gates, tell them that you're Santa's special elf, number one elf. And this little boy went, really? I am? And just that little story, you know, brought tears to my eyes. And apparently the little boy passed away in his arms, having seen Santa. And, oh God, I'm going again. Right. I'm not very good at my English stiff upper lip. Okay, tissue. Okay. Okay, I'm not, yeah, it's okay, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. So, stomach's going now because I'm stressed. So anyway, having a jolly good cry made me feel better. It released some of the tension and tiredness. And I think that's another way you can charge your batteries up. You can look around at the world and see what's going on. That there's somebody, you know, doing something, cleaning up somebody else's, you know, problem, trying to help. And it's good for us to feel like that. Feel. So, going back to friends, you can see some people who have tried to love you but are still there. Actually, you're just seething at them, and you feel that nice hard bile that you want to spit at them. And you can feel it, you just feel it. You've got to let go of it, you know, from poisoning you. And I've done that, I've let things fester that I needed to say to people. But actually, I mean, they don't care, those kind of people. They don't give a fig. I mean, a fuck off fig. So you're only hurting yourself by keeping that bile inside you. And sometimes the love you want doesn't feel like enough. You know, it might not even seem to be there, any love really, but maybe that was all they had to give. And, you know, you've got to, you know, you can't resent someone, really, if that is all they do have. Maybe they've just given you all they did have. And, of course, you see, love, I suppose you could say, has to be returned in order for it to grow. So, you know, if you're at each other's throats, it's not going to grow. You've got to let go of it. And at least you got this far. You know, I mean, you're alive. Not, that little boy didn't make it. And that was very sad. You will live to fight another day for what you want. And inside there you've got a chance to have, you know, in the future more giggles, you know, stupid jokes to be told, silly things, silly times. There will be laughs. I mean, what's that silly joke the other day I heard? Yeah, the ooh-ah bird is so called because it lays square eggs. Don't get it, really. So actually, there is still a chance to be moved, to be less grumpy and grouchy about Christmas. I mean, the bravery of little children. People in bombed out houses. People drowned trying to find a better life, you know. It's moving, it's sad. And it is part of the way of the world. Not everything can be roses and sunshine and candy canes and nice things. So, I found this antidote, and it's how I kind of deal with all that stuff that makes you feel terrible. And I mean, I found some subreddits that do that as well. And there's all sorts of things. And it's so it is actually it does actually work. You wouldn't believe it, but you can go on there, and look at our uplifting news as well, and read about stuff that's going on. You know, and after, you know, 10-15 minutes of looking through that stuff, you do actually start to feel better. You really actually do. So let's have a little look at what's on our uplifting news. So top at the moment is somebody thinks that dementia will soon be controlled the same way that they control HIV. Because they're doing some research into that. I mean, that would be amazing. Because I know quite well the effects of dementia. And it's right up there with cancer, yeah. Community searching for a child who sent his dead dad a Christmas letter by a balloon. Oh. I mean, that's... Oh. Community searching for a child who sent this letter by balloon. And it just says, "Hi, Dad," and it's all written in pencil, little love hearts on it. To their daddy in heaven. It was found in a field in Scotland, attached to a balloon. It was over here, I thought for a minute it was an American one, no, it's over here in Britain. The heartfelt wish was told how much they were missing their daddy in heaven and how they dreamed he could leave them a note under their pillow. It told the Dunfermline Press. It was too sad to ignore. Oh. Yeah, so, I mean, there's loads of stories like this on here. An Alaskan woman uses yarn to create Disney princess wigs for children who are cancer patients. Oh. Looks so cute. There's another one. Firefighter eating at a restaurant notices a carbon monoxide symptoms and saves 32 people. Flipping heck. That's amazing. They'd all be dead if he wasn't there. Using his parents' car, a high school student donates unused bagels to the area. Oh. Oh, South Korean market has got a dog slaughter banned. Yeah, I suppose some of these countries do eat dog meat. And a mother dog and four puppies are saved amid Michigan's snowstorm. Oh, so it was nice to hear animals being saved. I don't want to put that, shouldn't have put that together with the Korean one. That was a bit unfortunate, sorry about that. So, a woman tracks down a stranger who hugged her at the saddest moment of her life. Oh, go on this. I'll click on that one to see what, a bit more about it. Sometimes I don't want to read this stuff because it makes me cry and then it makes me happy. So, oh, there's a picture of two women hugging. Oh dear, oh dear. It says, there's a mystery woman with purple hair. Not scrolling very well. Sorry about this. efficient at it. Excuse my stomach. This may sound odd in a week in which a 31-year-old Des Moines woman is burying her own mother, but one of the people whom Mark would most like to meet right now is a complete stranger. She had black hair streaked with purple, and she was just incredibly tender and compassionate with Mott when she was at her grief-stricken worst in the middle of a store aisle, in the middle of Black Friday. A holy American shopping day after Thanksgiving, isn't it, Black Friday? And people trampling everywhere. But a more serene shopper helped her just as she was receiving a devastating phone call. Oh. So she received this phone call that her mother had passed away in the middle of the shops. That's awful, isn't it? But it's so nice that somebody came to her rescue when she wasn't feeling that good. I mean, I could go on and on with stories like this. And it's the kind of thing you should do if you're feeling a bit fed up and you don't know what else to do with yourself. After you finish, you know, listening to my, you know, riveting ramble, of course, is go on to R or... and see what they've got to say. There's a picture of a little tiny boy and a little tiny dog walking along the street. There's a cat and a dog cuddling. That's always quite sweet. There's a dog with a party hat on. These dogs. Oh, the dog's been having chemotherapy. Oh. Oh, and there's, what's this one? Sorry about the delays, it's my phone buffering. Little cutie at a cafe in town. It's a kitten. So they've taken a picture of it sitting next to a jar of cookies. Is that altogether health and safety? Well, we'll just say all and not worry about it. There's a sleepy corgi puppy who's all cute with a little tiny nose. Oh. A kitten, another kitten. What's this next one? A little tiny puppy Doberman, with great big paws. There's lots of puppies on here, babies. Aww. Cat with wiggly ears. It's quite cute. I really quite like that funny look that puppy dogs get. You know, what is that breed? You know, huskies, that's it. You know, huskies. They have this just really goofy grin on their face. So, I suppose, you know, you've probably had enough of listening to me now. But I thought, I'm not the only one who could do with some company for a little while. And I didn't do the last couple of lines of the song, I don't think either, did I? So, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. That's the one. Or maybe hanging. It's not the right phrase if people are depressed. I'm not encouraging you to do anything you shouldn't be doing. But just make you sure that you are the star of your life. You know, you do have to come first sometimes. Put yourself up there so that you feel your own smile and help someone else. Help someone else's day go better and be a speck in their life. I'm not very good at the wise words today, am I? But, you know, you can be the speck of light that just helps somebody's day go a bit easier. You don't have to be a fanfare of angels with hallelujah. You can just be a smile that you didn't have to give, but you did anyway. And there are so many people, you know, so many of us on our own for quite long periods of time. So reach out, reach out. Let someone know. Leave a comment somewhere. Not on here, I'm not telling him for comments. I mean, you know, leave a comment on somewhere. That's a friendly comment. And have yourself a merry little Christmas time. Because you're not on your own. It's just one day of the year. And it'd be nice to be with other people. But it's not the end of the world. If you are just on your own. So, I think that's the real meaning of Christmas, to know that. So, yeah, don't worry if you feel a grumpy humbug. And if you do help someone's day, I think you will feel better. That's the way to do it, I think. It's the way to view life. Instead of what can everybody do for me, sort of the attitude. You just give something else, give something of yourself away, and it seems to do the trick. And you'll get through this season. Well, if you're not already asleep, then you could probably do with an early night, if you're like me. So, yeah, that's the end of my silly Christmas ramble to keep you company. And I'll see you or hear you read. I don't know what the right thing is, but I'll see you soon. Okay. Merry Christmas.